much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm John Hall. Folk Roots Radio Overtime is your extra helping of Folk Roots Radio on CFRU 93.3 FM out of Guelph. And it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Guelph singer-songwriter Rob Mitchell. Now, Rob has a show at Silence on Saturday, August the 8th, and he's coming today to chat about his music. He's also going to be playing a few songs live for us, so definitely stay tuned for that. But before we get there, this is Rob Mitchell with a track entitled St. Paul from his latest album, and it's entitled Things Could Be Worse, but not when you're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU.
Just months ago, remember it, don't you? You're standing in the doorway, not knowing what to do. The words just kept you speechless, knocked back inside your mind. Everyone is joking, yeah, everyone is lying. You wanted right, but they gave you left. You're forced to smile as you fought for breath. Nothing changed, you said it's set in stone. You muttered this as you walked alone. But remember what St. Peter said, don't give up. You must remember what St. Paul said, all you need is love. Just months ago, remember it, don't you? You're standing in the doorway, not knowing what to do. The words just kept you speechless, knocked back inside your mind. Everyone is joking, yeah, everyone is lying. You wanted right, but they gave you left. You're forced to smile as you fought for breath. Nothing changed, you said it's set in stone. You muttered this as you walked alone. But remember what St. Peter said, don't give up. You must remember what St. Paul said, all you need is love. Thank you.
That's Rob Mitchell with a track entitled St. Paul from his new album. The album is entitled Things Could Be Worse. And Rob Mitchell is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. How are you doing today, Rob?
Excellent. Thanks, Jan. How are you?
Great to have you join us in the studio. Now, this is your is this your third album or your fourth album?
I technically call it my third album, sort of self-released third album. My first one, I sort of did demos when I was first experimenting with some home recording, but this is, I'd sort of call it my third album, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into music. It's always a fascination for me to learn why people decide that they want to make their own music.
For sure. Well, at a young age, I have to blame a record collection of a father for that, you know, getting into things like Dylan and Cat Stevens at an early age and then wanting to pick up a guitar early and then wanting to then eventually learn like Guns N' Roses songs and things like that. But a big pull, too, was actually here at university coming first year, and I never played live before then. And coming sort of first year and meeting some fellow musicians on my floor and then playing and strumming with them and starting to realize that, you know, writing became something. I would come home from places with things scribbled on notebooks or scribbled on envelopes, and then writing sort of took over, and then the confidence builds from there a little bit.
Do you find it easy to write songs?
Now, I find it getting harder now in life, the older I get. I found easier was when I was younger, because you didn't. There was no self-editing a lot of times. You were happy you wrote something. And looking back on some of them now, even, because, you know, as a lot of musicians I'm sure do, I keep a lot of the scrap lyrics I kept. And sometimes you look at something and find a little gem, and then other times you look at something and be like, I remember when I thought that sounded really cool. But yeah, so I'd say it gets harder now because there's more personal aspects that creep into it now, whereas before it was about creating a song. You were excited to create a song.
So the album that you're just releasing is entitled Things Could Be Worse. Now, this album's interesting because it's focused around this idea of spending, I mean, in this particular case, I think spending time in hospitals because of some issues that you experienced in your family. I want to give you a chance just to talk about that, because when you look at the cover, you just see this hospital bed. And then I think that that really helps you realize that this is an album that, that really is very personal in some ways in the subjects it talks about.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. What came about was a few things, but mainly in November, my youngest son at the age of 5 was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And that was quite a shock to everyone's system, his, of course, mostly. And a hard time soon followed of just dealing with that. And in doing that, you know, a week plus in the hospital with a 5-year-old trying to come to terms with, you know, his biggest fear once was taking needles, and now he's being told he's going to take 4 needles a day for the rest of his life. It was tough. And then in our home life, my wife stayed at home, and as amazing as she was taking care of, we have twin girls and a 3-year-old. So leaving family behind to stay in a hospital made you just, appreciate the help you get, made you realize how much you care about everyone. And then you also realize that how tough life can hand you some things. And it also tied into, as we were in the hospital, in that long stay with my son Parker in the hospital, certain things kept ringing in my head. Of, I kept almost using the mantra of songs inspired by hospital hallways. It was like I'd walk down these hallways and everyone's going through something on every floor. And it's positive and it's negative, and it's some will get through it and some won't. And so the things could be worse sort of mantra was something that was said to us, and I know it was said to us a lot as comfort from people, and I always took it as a double-edged kind of thing of, I know it could be worse, but at the moment that was our worst. It also ties into, it would be coming up is my wife and I's anniversary in August, and it was basically 10 years ago. My mother was going through chemo and fighting as hard of a fight as you could be at our wedding day and to dance with her husband on our wedding day. And so that was my first major stint of dealing in hospital, seeing the amazing, you know, angels that work there, and then seeing also how, you know, life hands you some things where I know people say, you know, everything happens for a reason. And my joke sometimes is, you know, we're still waiting to figure out some of these things, you know, when sons don't have grandmas and stuff like that. But so the songs came out from there. And this one particularly was that last stint was, it wasn't like I was writing the entire time in the hospital, but things were just hovering in the head. So once we got out of the hospital, it was very therapeutic for me to sort of get some of this stuff out. And then it sort of actually tied into a couple of songs I've had kicking around. And then it almost fit in a little home of like, this is a timely little thing. Let's get this there and out there. So I don't want it to appear that it's a big depressing piece of work or anything, but it's definitely something where it has some weight to it, more than anything I put out before.
Well, I'll have to be honest that it certainly, from my point of view, was very intriguing. I mean, it's very intrigued to be able to actually go ahead and listen to this album. Mm-hmm. I thought there was certainly some themes that resonate with a lot of us, as you said. I mean, you go through a hospital and you're walking down the hallways and there's a lot of people going through a lot of things because that is part of the nature of life. So I certainly found that very intriguing. Can you tell us about that first song we played, St. Paul? Just
sure.
Give us a little bit more of an insight into that song.
Yeah, a couple of the songs are very sort of, I would say, just textbook autobiographical, and that was it. It literally was when I was writing it. It was a couple months ago when we heard the news, and in my head, I'm like, I could transport myself back, basically 11 plus years when I'm getting the news about my mother or something like that. And it's that sort of feeling of being told something and not believing it. And the St. Paul reference is, as much as my mother was religious, it wasn't necessarily meant for religion. Where I sought shelter was in songs and musicians. And so the chorus where it's like, you know, remember what St. Peter said, don't give up. I'm thinking of Peter Gabriel singing with Kate Bush. And when it says, remember what St. Paul said, all you need is love, I'm thinking of, obviously, McCartney. And it's funny, that's where I found some comfort then, was in lyrics and songs and music in general, yeah.
Oh, it's a great song. I really appreciate sharing that with us. You have your guitar with you, so why don't we play something live in the studio? What are you going to play for us?
Sure, this is... I thought I'd give a mix of some other songs I play. So this song's called Shine Again, and this is from what would be called, I guess, my second album there, Parking Lot Sunset, and it's sort of just about wanting to make things better.
I try my best to laugh. Everyone wants to walk away and not find their way back. Oh no, oh no, you tried your best. Oh no, oh no, you know the rest. You're driving your car at night and the lights are always off. You know that there's no use since you've seen this all before. Oh no, oh no, you know the rest. Oh no, oh no, you tried your best. Adjust your views to see them. Where it's at. Well, just watching the clock hands justify all of our hands now. With a hammer and a ukulele, we can fix this now. Build all of this back up, make it shine again somehow. Oh no, oh no, you tried your best. Oh no, oh no, you know the rest. You know the rest. You know the rest.
That's Rob Mitchell with Shine Again from the album Parking Lot Sunset on Folkroots Radio Overtime today. I'm Jan Hall. Rob is our special guest on the show. Remember, he'll be playing at Silence in Guelph at 8 p.m. on Saturday, August the 8th. It's a $10 cover show with a pay what you can as well. You know, when I talk to you about your music, Rob, I think the fascinating thing, having had a chance to get to know you, is the fact that you're trying to juggle your music career with the fact that you have to work like we all do in some ways. So you've got a regular job, mm-hmm. and then you're the father of four kids. So it probably makes practicing and recording quite challenging, does it?
It does, yeah. The joke is sometimes being asked, you know, where do you find the time? And my answer usually is I don't, but you do. Late nights, I'm a night owl, I always have been, but it's tough when you have four bodies in your bed at crawling into your bed at 6 a.m. But yeah, so we have four under the age of six, and it makes it busy, it makes it challenging. It also makes it just an amazing experience too, to have them downstairs when I'm got guitars out and they're on the drums and they're on the guitars or the ukuleles or everything else. So the family band might be in here someday, who knows, but it makes it challenging. And the recording and bands, I was laughing because my six-year-old the other day just asked, would you like to be in a band? And I said, I would most definitely like to be in a band. He's like, how come you're not? And I'm like, well, I could be, but I said, but I'm also driving you to guitar lessons, and we're doing soccer, and we do all this other fun stuff. So I said, you know, it's a commitment, and I had my time to do band stuff. So now the solo stuff is a fantastic way to deal with the time that's given to me.
It's funny when you say that, when he asked you if you wanted to be in a band, it's like, it's his band, but you mentioned guitar lessons. Are they all musical?
You know what? They're getting into it, and it's osmosis, and it's passion, and I don't want to ever appear that I'm pushing, but it's funny. Parker's taking guitar lessons right now, and I think my son Sullivan is a born drummer through and through, so he wants to get into that, and yeah, even the twins, we laugh, sort of do a guitar strum motion every once in a while. So even at 1 year of age, we start to see it. So, yeah, it's good.
I'm going to get you to play again because we're going to try and
sure.
We have a few songs selected that we're going to play on the show today. What's the next one you're going to play for us?
You know what? I'll play one I put in the CBC Searchlight contest along with some other artists, like Murder was on a mixtape with us, and Dana Sipos, and some other people like Scary Bear Soundtrack. So this was mine, which is called Dylan's Harp, and it's, like I said earlier at the start, it's sort of based on getting into a record collection at a young age. So this is about the beautiful sound of Bob Dylan's harmonica.
Listening to Dylan's harp for way too long. My needle's been stuck in the groove of the same song. Everyone seems so content to forget all the words they meant to say the other day. And I've been trying my best not to make me look at you, but I'm so taken back by all the things you do. Endless possibilities have changed my own identity again, and I need a friend. 'Cause I've been watching street lights kick off one by one, my final chord will be strummed before the sun. It'll work its way into my eyes, exposing all the alibis and leaving me alone again. Well, I've been listening to Dylan's harp too long, my needle's been stuck in the groove of the same song. Everyone seems so content to forget all the words they meant to say the other day. But you belong with me.
That's Rob Mitchell live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today with Dylan's Harp, a song that he wrote. Now, which album is that on one of your albums or
you
not?
Know what's funny? That's not on an album. That was sort of like a one-off, and then I subbed it in, I believe, deep in the mix of Parking Lot Sunset at one point. So sort of sat there, and then that's why I used it as an individual song. But I believe in the one section of Parking Lot Sunset, I snuck it in one time, but yeah.
So you're living in Guelph now, but were you in Chatham before
that? Yeah, born and raised in Chatham, actually. Yep. And heading back for a show actually coming up, which I'm very excited about. But yeah, born and raised in Chatham, Ontario. Yeah.
Yeah. And when did you move to Guelph?
You know what? I went here for university, so it would have been in the right around 95, 96, and I would have came. I came up with a friend when I was about 18 to see Guelph, and I fell in love with the campus and everything. And then being here, came here for university, and then just sort of fell in love with it, moved away for a while, and then my wife and I decided to come back here and absolutely love it. It's a fantastic city.
Were you playing music down in Chatham as well as here?
You know what? A little bit, not as much. Some shows on my own, and then I did a couple of nights where I would do sort of acoustic shows of my own music, and then it turned into more so. I would open for some bands of friends that then I would creep into the Toronto sort of scene a little bit of opening, doing sort of the folk guitar opening for friends' bands. And then I got into being in a band for a while there, which would probably be labeled an alternative band, which was fun at the time. And it was a band called Lobby, and I absolutely enjoyed it. And then it just became that kind of thing where everyone sort of couldn't maintain it a little bit, and we separated. And I've always stuck with doing this kind of thing. That's why someone like Jeff Tweedy's always been sort of my idol of, like, you know, I love the idea of Wilco, and I love the idea of going solo and doing his own shows every once in a while. So, yeah, so that was sort of the stint of my bands, and it's always been strictly sort of solo singer-songwriter stuff, which I love, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting how, you know, life takes you in different directions, you know, with being married. You mentioned when we were talking about the new album, Things Could Be Worse, about the fact that this is inspired by, you know, some personal situations that developed in relation to the medical system. Do you find it very easy to find source material in your songs?
You know what? I'm fascinated with songwriting in general. And you know what's interesting is the way sometimes I would write before. I was never I have a journal of lyrics, and now I have to put it to music. I would tend to be strumming and singing something, and then sort of piecing it together, like, what am I saying here, and writing it down and things like that. The thing I've enjoyed most is when people will maybe mention to me, you know, oh, that song's definitely, you know, that song must have been about that. And I was like, oh, no, not at all. But now I sort of see how you could find it. So with my songwriting, I would tend to lately get a little more focused on, this song is starting to sound like it's connecting to this, and then it becomes this. Like on Parking Lot Sunset, I have a song called Towers. That was the first song where I actually wrote a song about my boys, and I always tread lightly on that territory because I don't want to be Hallmarky or cheesy or things like that. But sometimes writing about your life when you're happy can come across as just a happy little jingle. And I'm not saying you have to be dark and brooding, but a lot of times I prefer it to be like just what comes out at the time, and not overthink my writing process a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to dip back into the new album, Things Could Be Worse. We're going to play the song Ground Floor. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that one?
Sure. This, if I had to sum up the album, it'd probably be on this track, which would be the idea of in the stint, the latest stint in the hospital, when my son was diagnosed, it was a week or so, and then he got sick over the holidays, and we had to go in for another bit, and recently we're in another week. And our joke was always, you take that elevator down, and he obviously wasn't eating from the cafeteria. He had regimed meals there, and we'd always stop at that second floor. And so I would always hum in the elevator, you know, take me to the ground floor because I can't take this anymore, and take me to the ground floor, I don't want to be here anymore. And we would sing away and hum that. And then it eventually just sort of became that thing of like, that is our exit. Like, once we hit that ground floor, we are, there will be flames behind our feet because we're going to be out of here. We want to leave so bad. So ground floor was that feeling of just needing to get out of that situation.
Yeah. Has he adjusted to the situation?
Yeah, exactly.
Well?
I'm glad we're touching on that too, because I was going to say he is absolutely my hero as far as the joke was when we were told. I had a very tough time. I'm an emotional guy, and I had a very tough time. And my one of the nurses sort of talked to me, and I even said it to my wife. I said, it's amazing. The first emotion I had was I wanted to go to a pawn shop and buy a guitar and smash it. And that was it. It was that kind of anger. We had to watch, you know, a 5-year-old deal with that kind of anger. And I was, you know, a 39-year-old feeling that way. So from where he's gone from that to being, you know, letting people in on the process of wanting to show his cousins how to take the insulin shots and what he has to do and being in the hospital and just putting up with everything that's handed to him as a trooper, I totally am looking for him as a source of inspiration. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to hear that he's doing well. Thanks. Let's play that now. This is Rob Mitchell with the song Ground Floor from his new album, which is entitled Things Could Be Worse. And Rob will be playing at Silence in Guelph on Saturday, August the 8th. At an 8 p.m. show, and the cover for that is $10, but it's also pay what you can. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Long time till we find out how this all began. Hold ground, we are both fighting just to stand. How much till they say they don't need no more? How strong must you be till they let you walk out the door? Take me straight down to the ground floor. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Take me straight down to the ground floor. You don't need this anymore. You don't need this anymore. It's brighter on the other side of this crack. Cut your name tag off, but these memories are going around. Take me straight down to the ground floor. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Straight down to the ground floor. You don't need this anymore. You don't need this anymore.
That's Rob Mitchell with Ground Floor from the album Things Could Be Worse. Rob's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. I'm Jan Hall. You know, Rob, fascinating situation with these songs, because I didn't realize when I was listening to them that these were all recorded at home in your bedroom or your rec room.
Mostly
or something like
the
that.
Couch. Yeah, basement or couch or things like that. So normally, like my first album was recorded in Chatham in a studio, in a Frank's Music Center recording studio, just me and a guitar. My Parking Lot Sunset was my first attempt at doing everything downstairs with mixers and recording programs on the computer. And then this one was the first time where I wanted full sounds for everything, and I also wanted a different sound. So adding like synths and keyboards and things like that weren't a big option for, you know, my basement studio. And so I used GarageBand actually for a lot of just the things to fill it in, just to accent. So at its root, like at my shows, it's me and a guitar. Because at its root, I think that's the core of the songs. But as far as a tool that maybe this tool I would have dissed at a younger, more, you know, jaded age, it's perfect for a songwriter like myself, because I would be able to layer my vocal tracks, like Ground Floor. I could layer, you know, the third or fourth vocal track just with my earbuds in and doing it at home and editing it and adding my effects and then sending it out and things like that. So, like, the piano work is all mine on there, and then the bass lines I would come up with, and then I would just actually like play them on the GarageBand, and then drum tracks I would just get the rhythm and the tempo I needed and add effects to that. So for someone like myself in my situation, it was perfect, because it enhanced the songwriting. I don't think it was like a crutch at all using that kind of technology, and if anything, it's now fun to sort of go backwards, and when I'm practicing for these shows, to sort of now experiment with what they're like just with guitar or my voice. Yeah,
you know, I didn't realize that. It's actually fascinating to think that you were playing the little iPad piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
For this,
if
album.
Anything, yeah. I know a lot of musicians always talk about this, and I know Dave Grohl had a great South by Southwest talk about this, and it's like, there's a generation where I don't think they're going to be left to their own devices, and you can learn so much by being left to your own devices and fiddling around with something and experimenting. And that's all I viewed GarageBand or any of those kind of multiple programs that are out there, is like, if you actually just doodle around and fiddle around, you can. And it's the same with having a guitar or a piano in your home. Like, so many people have pianos in their home that are, you know, furniture, as opposed to a kid goofing around on one and actually sort of figuring out some sounds and things like that. So that's all I viewed it. I'm constantly like a tinker for that kind of thing. So I thought it was great, because by no means would I call myself a piano player, but it gave you the option to play piano. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you certainly blended things together really, really well.
Thanks.
And there's there's quite a nice ambient feel to that. And I don't know if that's supposed to fit in with the hospital hallways type feel, because it's a pretty surreal place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got people in various stages of health and unfortunately, you know, living and dying.
Exactly.
Within that space. And
yeah,
then you've also got those people who work there who are, you know,
100%.
Who are out trying to manage their lives with a job that can have a serious emotional impact on them themselves.
Oh, exactly. And I always joke about that, of in my line of work, of like what a hard day is for me compared to what their hard day is or what they've done. And we've always said that from day one. It's like, whether it was through my mom's situation or through my son's situation or any of our situations, we're just like, what comes through that door? It's unbelievable. There was a long night just staying there with my son one time. We just watched that emergency room door open, and every time something completely different would come through that door, and you'd watch how they'd handle it, and it was amazing. So, yeah, it was quite a thing. And like you said about the vibe of it, it's exactly that. I didn't want the album to have just a dark tone. I always wanted there to be hints of positive, hints of sunlight breaking through, and all of the songs tried to have a little bit of that, you know.
Yeah. Let's play something else live. What are you going to play for us this time?
Sure. I'll play, this is for the first track off of my first album, entitled On With The Show. This is called Sweet Talking.
Wishing there were more days like these, days when I realized just where I stand. Took a walk where the ocean meets the land. Your life echoes across the great divide, finding places I know we'll never find. In your eyes I can see the the love burn bright, keeps us warm all through the night. But then you're sweet talking to me, words like rain fall slowly out of feet. But then you're sweet talking to me, words like rain fall slowly out of reach. Many times I thought that I could try, kiss the earth and scorch the sky. Clouds of the dust within the night, somehow I could make everything alright. Your life echoes across the great divide, finding places I know we'll never find. In your eyes I can see the love burn bright, keeps us warm all through the night. But then your sweet talking to me, words like rain fall slowly out of reach. But then you're sweet talking to me, words like rain fall slowly out of feet. I tried to save the world in night, I tried to make everything right. But with the morning light I found there was no
That's Rob Mitchell live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today with a song entitled Sweet Talking. Now, that is on your first album, I think, which was On With The Show. If people want to pick up your music, how can they do that?
I put everything through Bandcamp right now. So if it's all lowercase, robmitchell6.bandcamp.com, that would have all of my stuff on there.
So they can download the individual tracks or the album?
Yep, they can download the album. They can download the individual tracks. They can stream it to listen to it there if they want to, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously they can pick up a CD if they come to one of your shows.
Yeah, I'm going to have On With The Show and the new one, Things Could Be Worse.
Can we talk about the live experience? Do you get to play live very often this time?
You know what? It's been a while as far as playing live lately. I haven't in a while. If anything, it's more like personal connections of playing something, so playing someone's being the music for the 40th or whatever. So as far as playing my original stuff, I've been sort of woodshedding in a way of like just home recording. I'm absolutely joke about how Facebook is sort of my contact to the outside world, where there will be nights where I'll, you know, throw a shout out and say, what cover tunes should I try tonight? And some people might hit me back. Last time it was like a friend would hit me back with like a Talking Heads tune, and then I'd go in the basement and it would give me something to attempt to do. So lately it's almost been like writing, staying downstairs, working away, and then seeing what songs might come out to be the next album. And that's what I love with, you know, technology and the way things are now, is I love the idea of when I get enough of those, you know, things together, then you can sort of say, I think I might have an album here to work with. And I still firmly believe in the album format. So instead of just getting out a couple of tunes, I love the idea of this is starting to feel like these could all live happily together in a house called an album.
Now, you have two shows, I think, set up for the Things Could Be Worse album.
Yeah,
just remind us of those details.
Sure, for anyone who's in southwestern Ontario or around, on Thursday the 6th of August, next week, I'll be in Chatham with an unveiling, basically, of they've redone a church, a beautiful church from 1874 in Chatham, and it's going to be now a venue, like a intimate concert venue or reception hall, things like that. It's called the Kent 1874, and on Thursday night, I will be the entertainment for the night. So I'll be playing About four or five tracks from Things Could Be Worse, and then two full sets of older music that a lot of the Chatham folk would know, being born and raised and having a good fan base there. And then on the Saturday, the Silent Show, which I'm very excited about because it would be sort of the first time in Guelph. It's sort of like I'm got the night kind of thing, so it's equal nerves, but it's equally exciting to play there. And you know, from what I've seen and read and heard about Silence, the nice thing I like is I wanted to play somewhere where people are there to listen to music as opposed to
it's a wonderful venue. Yeah. I mean, we put a few shows on there. Mm-hmm. Now, and I love the space, I love the people that run the space, I love the idea behind the mm-hmm. space, which is really a very much a community portal. Mm-hmm. I know their main focus may be experimental jazz and improvisation, but mm-hmm. they have welcomed us with open arms. And
yeah, and
I
it was
really
that connection, actually.
That's
how I found out about Silence. I remember seeing you hosting the folk nights, and that was the first time I'm like, oh, cool, there is a place that's having specific designated nights to this, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. So, that August the 8th at Silence in Guelph, remember, $10 ticket, pay what you can. Wonderful. Let's go ahead and play another song, because we may try and get two more live songs in before we get done. Mm-hmm. What are you going to play for us this time?
If we get two more in, I'll do Canadian Love Song. So this is sort of we were joking, my wife and I, the other night that our twins are born on Canada Day, so this tune is sort of taken on a little bit of a different feel, but originally it's just meant as a little ode to where we live, and I wanted to write something that could tie into a bunch of different places.
I'd climb a Vancouver mountain, I'd paddle Alberta stream, I'd ponder and sit in none of it just to find you in one of my dreams. I'd wander around the whole Cabot Trail, I'd search all of Peggy's route, I'd butterfly stroke, this is no joke, all of the St. Lawrence Louds. I'd pick you up in a Calgary snowstorm, I'd drive through New Brunswick rain, I'd get lost in a cornfield, Ontario, just to find you again and again. I'd scream atop Parliament Hill, I'd yell atop Toronto CN, I'd stand on a bench, I'd recite it in French just to find you again and again. Oh, I'd climb a Vancouver mountain, I'd paddle Alberta stream, I'd ponder and sit in none of it just to find you in one of my dreams. I'd scream atop Parliament Hill, I'd yell atop Toronto CL, I'd stand on a bench and recite it in French just to find you again and again.
That's Rob Mitchell with Canadian Love Song on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. What are you working on now?
You know what? I have stuff set for the next one, and I want to sort of cleanse the the heavy aspect. And I joked with a friend recently where I was sort of working on songs where I'm like, just good sing-along, folk, big choruses, happy time kind of song. So I have them sort of set up and lined up, and it's just a matter of giving this one some time to breathe and then going back and trying that out again.
Is it going to be another album that has a theme behind it, or is it just going to be individual songs?
Yeah, I'm always a sucker for like the bar scene, not the bar scene as in lining up in the cold and skimpy tops. The bar scene of like pints in the winter and music and acoustics and being somewhere in the hometown bar, like ours in Chatham, the Parkview, was just that kind of warm bar where you could walk in and that feeling. So a lot of the songs hover around that kind of, the characters within that kind of element, and it doesn't always mean the drunk at the bar. It just means that feeling of camaraderie and bonding and things like that. So I think they'll all hover around that. I wouldn't go so far as to say it'd be a concept, yeah. But I think they'll have that kind of feel.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to ask you about your influences. Obviously, Dylan's name came up in this conversation. Sure, an influence for a huge number of musicians. Yeah. But tell us some of the other people that have inspired you.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, early, the ones that have stuck with me as far as like ones forever are like a Dylan, a Cat Stevens, things like singer-songwriter, Neil Young, obviously. But then lately it's, Lyle Lovett is another huge one. And then there's Hayden, and there's Ron Sexsmith, who I absolutely love his music and songwriting, and, you know, and then bands like the Rheostatics and all that kind of stuff. So a friend of mine, Jeff Wilson, that I would always play with, we always joked is I was more of a Keeler and he was more of a Cuddy. And like, I love that dichotomy of music. You can listen to some really experimental stuff. So I'm listening to everything at all times. And it's not strictly just, you know, have the blinders onto one style of music. But I would say influence-wise, it always went back to those singer-songwriters and even like a Randy Newman, where you just listen to their songwriting style and be blown away by what they're putting out there. So.
But do you wish that, are there times when you wish that you had a band with you, like that kind of Blue Rodeo style?
Oh, 100%.
Their songs, if you actually look at their songs themselves, I mean, that they are beautiful songs that, you know, could be played by an individual as much as by
for
a
sure.
band.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly it. I was mentioning to you off air that there's talks of, for this one, being like, we should try and produce, you know, we should try and present this with a band. And then the just logistics at first were just a little daunting for me with, once again, juggling everything. But I definitely would like that aspect. I always worried, because I'm also one of those people that when I get in my head exactly what I want it to sound like or be, I never want to come across as the dictator of the group either. But I found that that's what I really enjoyed with using home recording stuff and using all those different tools, was you could get what you were looking for yourself, as opposed to maybe someone bringing something to the table. But I definitely miss that kind of camaraderie of bouncing off ideas with each other and things like that, of creating. But yeah, I would for sure, yeah.
We're going to try and squeeze in one more live track before we finish today. What are you going to play for us?
This one's called Pine Trees.
Fading and falling, I'm jaded and calling out to you. Shading the wrong way, believe me when I say nothing is new. I tasted some fine wine, I've wasted some fine time thinking of you. Faded and falling, jaded and calling out to you. Can you hear me somehow? 'Cause now I need sunshine, clock that won't tell time. To me, I need a reason for left out the good parts. Where did it all start? I don't know. But somehow we faded. The days made us jaded. Now I know that I need you somehow. 'Cause now I need sunshine. Clock that won't tell time.
That's Rob Mitchell with Pine Trees on Folk Roots Radio today. Rob's been our guest for the last hour as we've gone over time. I'm Jan Hall. Great to have had you join us in
Thank
the studio
you so much.
Today,
Thanks
Rob.
For having me.
Just remind us again how people can learn more about your music.
Sure. Online, if you check out robmitchell6.bandcamp.com, that would link you to be able to stream my music or download my music. And then, like I said, some shows coming up and hopefully some more, too, later on. Hopefully just dipping my toe right now.
And remind us very quickly the two shows that are coming up.
Yeah, on Thursday, August 6th at the Kent 1874 in Chatham, in lovely Chatham, Ontario. And then Guelph on the Saturday the 8th at Silence, 8 p.m. And at $10 a pay what you can. And it'll be myself playing some of these songs.
And we're going to finish with the title track from the new album that is entitled Things Could Be Worse. Any final thoughts before we let that play?
I thought the album was done, and then my wife, with her good ear, was saying it sounded like it needed a little bit more just nice, warm, organic sort of ending song. And so since running with the concept, I thought I'd just end with a title track to sort of sum up the idea that things could always be worse.
Things could always be worse. We've had great time on the radio here. Remember, check out Folk Roots Radio online at folkrootsradio.com. You can also listen to these shows again on Mixcloud just by heading to mixcloud.com/folkrootsradio. I'll see you next week, and thanks, Rob.
Thank you so
for
much
for joining
Jim.
Me in the studio today.
Thank
Rob
you.
Mitchell, and Things Could Be Worse.
Rest your mind, things could be worse.